Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about Jekyll and Hyde days for the dyslexic person. Ooh, as I think about that, I've started making a coffee. I've left it on the coffee machine and then walked all the way back upstairs. Oh, the story of my life. Let's dive into this episode once I grab that cup of coffee. Okay, I've got my cup of coffee, so let's dive into this topic. So Jekyll and Hyde days, what are they? Now, I can only imagine everyone is visualizing a bunch of different interesting stuff. If you don't know what Jekyll and Hyde is, gosh knows what you're visualizing. But for many people, they will have heard of the concept of Jekyll and Hyde. You know, this was someone who could turn from a mild-mannered scientist, I want to say, into like a monster another day. And you know, I want to share this because I think, you know, the neurodiverse brain, dyslexia, ADHD, whether you've got a label or not, you know, plays in the sphere of being a Jekyll and Hyde type of personality. You know, someone said to me once, isn't there just split personalities? And I'd hazard to say, no, it's not. It's not that far for the topic of what I'm talking about today, is that we are who we are as humans, but we can fall on either side of the coin depending on what the flip is kind of my feel. We don't change who we are as a person, but our decision making is very erratic. And this is no, you know, there's no way of me seeing this clearer than day by day. You know, yesterday in my business, in my life, I had a shocker. I'd gone out the night before having a few drinks. We're getting prepped for our wedding. Really enjoyed it. Really fun. You know, all this cool stuff. I got to bed late. I didn't sleep well because I'd been drinking. And I woke up way too early. Was up at like 5 a.m. Couldn't sleep. I don't know about you, but sometimes you just wake up and it's like there's no hope of getting back to sleep for me. And so I also had a massive amount of stress on at work. We had some great business opportunities firing left, right, and center, which were really exciting. We've won them, which is awesome, but it's a huge amount of stress not only to win those deals, but then take on the work. And not that we won't do a good job, but you all know how overthinking works. You go through 1,000 different thought processes. Everything's happening. And when you're at your worst and you've had a bad night's sleep, you've maybe caused some of that yourself by misunderstanding cause and effect with drinking. You end up having these horrifying, horrible days where you just want to curl up. Your brain stops working about 3 o'clock, but you know you've got to do some work. I really hate being in that position. Over the years, I've stopped letting that happen because I understand myself. If I have those days, I just go and curl up because I need to. And you know, I'm feeling terrible. And like people could say, hey, you just didn't sleep well or didn't you drink too much? And to a point, hey, that's part of the machine, but it's a very small part of the mechanism, right? There's a lot of people I know across all age ranges who can drink and not sleep, get up and have a perfectly fine day. For us, it's kind of like it flips a switch and you become a different side of yourself. And you can kind of, over time, you can kind of feel your way in. You go, this is going to be, sometimes I you know, say it's a bad day, right? You know it's going to be a bad day from this perspective. You know, what happens external of you? You know, in all success metrics, yesterday for me was really successful on a bunch of ways. If I look back at it and took out the feeling and the emotion, I'd say, actually, that was a great day. We achieved a lot of goals towards my focus and what I'm trying to achieve. You know, heaps of good stuff from health. It was actually a good day across a bunch of stuff. But from a feeling point of view, I was tired. I was not feeling it. I lacked motivation. I could see my dopamine levels were just gone. And, you know, and I just was not in a good space. I kind of needed a reset. And you know, like you kind of feel like 20% on those days of yourself. And you can force yourself through, I know, but it's very stressful and tiring. You don't feel good. It's like, if this is life, you know, this can't be life. Do you know what I mean? This can't be the solution. I can then wake up the next day, which is today. Been up for 4 or 5 hours. I didn't drink yesterday. I slept well. I got up, went for a walk in the sun. It was a sunny day, which does always make a difference. And I didn't have quite the same levels of stress on my mind. I let everything big go and just say, hey, what'll be will be. I'm in the mood where I can kind of become like a ninja at life. You know, those days where you're just kind of like cutting through butter. And, you know, even though you've got a lot on, you're like, I can do that. Nothing really matters. What'll happen will happen. You know, really that kind of zone. And I'm feeling great. I've had a fantastic meeting to start the day. I'm getting to talk to you awesome people via the podcast. You know, it's all gone really well. And it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, right? It's completely opposite. And it all changed within 24 hours. You know, and it's kind of, I think with the neurodiverse mind, this happens a lot. And if you don't kind of get it that it's happening for a reason, or you don't understand the cause and effect, which is not natural for a lot of neurodiversity, we think we know it, we can tell other people about it, but when it happens to us in our own lives, it's kind of like being running into a brick wall and saying, why me? I think it's just so important to recognize, you know, the diversity of our feeling processes. And I see this, you know, it's interesting. Like, I really do look at dyslexia and ADHD from a child's perspective. It's kind of like a lot of, I want to say childish, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, childlike ways of living come through into adulthood, if that makes any sense. It's like looking at a kid. They don't get consequences very easily. You know, a lot of stuff, it's hard for them to, you know, understand enough context to really get stuff. So they make decisions that don't help themselves repeatedly. And I see that a lot across the way the dyslexic mind works. It's, you know, we're erratic, we're moody. You know how a kid can come home happy from school one day going, this is the best day of my life. An hour later, something goes wrong. This is the worst day of my life. I sometimes feel that is how my brain works. You know, I've learned not to say that out loud because that seems a bit weird, right? But I feel like that. I can feel like I can have a morning which is the best day of my life, an evening that's not, and more often than not, it's day to day. You know, and sometimes it can go on for longer periods. But the way my brain operates around this is just a little mad. And so after saying all that, maybe you're nodding your head going, that sounds a little bit like me. You kind of got me nailed. You know, I'm a little bit like that. I can see it. What do you do about it? What do you actually do about it? Now, for me personally, when I'm having one of these days, I need to rest. I need to realize that I'm not invincible and that this is how my energy, we can call it energy. There's so many different words we use. My energy is not on today. And I've got a choice. I can try and drive through and push and use willpower, which will only drain me more, make me grumpy, affect others. Or I can say, hey, this day's a write-off. In accounting, we're just going to write this day off. I'm going to get into like what I like to call survival mode. And I don't use that as a bad thing. I think it's a great thing. If you can recognize you need survival mode, you can turn it on. And it's going, how do I mitigate the issues of the day and realize tomorrow's going to be better? Tomorrow is going to be better. So I like a lot of the time. So for example, when I'm feeling terrible, I made sure I finished work an hour early. And when I say that, I know it's not as easy for everyone, but I managed to get enough done. And I gave myself a break on finishing projects that I could potentially have driven harder, if that makes sense. And everyone will play this a little bit differently. I also said to myself, I'm going to go to bed by 8 and I'm going to listen to the radio. I need to be away from the kitchen so I don't eat too much because I know when my dopamine's low or my energy's low, that is definitely a trigger. And, you know, I need to make sure I don't make any massive life-changing decisions. Worst thing you can do when you're in this kind of Jekyll, you know, Mr. Hyde kind of zone is make decisions or have deep and meaningful conversations with your partner. Because if you're in this zone of low energy, that comes across. And you don't see things from all the angles. You're not in a zone to make life-changing decisions. And I'll tell you, majority of the relationships that I've struggled with, I've been Mr. Hyde zone when I've had these conversations, and it's not good. So being able to recognize it consciously is super helpful. And I can tell you initially, it feels really, you've got to be really onto it. to do this, but actually once you do it enough, the awareness is very clear. You no longer go, why am I feeling like this? You can kind of get it, right? You kind of understand your brain. You can say, hey, there's probably a few environmental triggers that push me down this path that I didn't pay enough attention to, but I know what this is leading to, and I can put a stake in the ground now to get this right. Does that make sense? And I'll tell you, the next day or two are better. Make those little changes. Have a little bit extra sleep and you'll slowly come out of it. And I think the key is to realize it gets better. Because when you're in that spiral, it's really hard to see that. It's really, really hard. So that's all I wanted to share today, guys. I'm going to go finish my cup of coffee. Have an epic rest of your day. If you haven't signed up for the new Remarkable Minds course and you're interested in it, there's on that page, there's this big image of Becky. You can ask her any questions. She's brilliant. She'll come back to you. As I say, we're launching it, I believe, the end of this week. And it's going to be really awesome. So if you do want to find out a bit more about how dyslexia works, how your brain works for adults, and how to control more of your emotions and success and visualization and other cool stuff, dive in. Look forward to seeing you there. Have an epic rest of your day.